Captain's log, Stardate 424-02.7. We are traveling in the Omega Sagittarius system, traversing between the twin planets that form the coalition of Medina. Both worlds are populated by a humanoid race which colonized the planet 2 centuries ago and which now coexists under a precarious but successful treaty.
Unidentified vessel approaching.
Sensor readings show it to be a small Class 9 vessel, probably an interplanetary cargo ship.
One life sign aboard, sir. It appears to be humanoid.
I have its call sign now, sir.
Confirmed. Armed with lasers only.
Its cargo holds are empty. The readout shows its guidance system is malfunctioning. The pilot is attempting to hold course manually.
I recommend we set the Enterprise on an intercept course. Casey needs emergency assistance.
Make it so, Mr. Crusher.
We're in position now, Captain. Open hailing frequencies.
Hailing frequencies open.
On viewer. This is the USS Enterprise, Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
And this is the cargo carrier Earthswell, Captain O'Connor at your service, sir. There's no need for your phasers, Captain. I'm harmless and not quite yet ready for a mercy killing.
You were never considered a danger, Captain.
Ah, that's a shame. I can remember when I was at least considered a risk. I'm the owner and operator of this craft, and since we both know that you've already scanned it, you know, I'm alone and empty, which is truly a rare occasion for a man of my charm and talent.
Mute, main viewer. Counselor?
His emotions suggest he's mischievous, irreverent, and somewhat brazen. The word that seems to best describe him is rogue.
Rogue? Ah, cad. Knave, rake, rascal, villain, wild
don't
elephant.
Say that. But there is no malevolence or ill will.
What do you want? Do you have a burnout in your guidance system, Captain?
Whoa. Since you're able to diagnose my problems, how about helping me fix them?
Captain, we can easily repair the type of system he is.
We can accommodate you, Captain.
This is the first officer, sir. If you prepare to shut down your engines, we can lock on the tractor and beam you over here.
Sir, recommend limited access to our ship.
Agreed. Data, lock on the tractor beam. Transporter Chief, prepare to beam him aboard.
Ready on your command, sir.
Excuse me, Commander. Is that a woman's voice I hear?
Yes. Now please, follow Commander Riker's instructions so our ship can get back to its normal routine.
Whatever you say, Captain.
Something funny? Well, the unexpected is our normal routine. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission, to explore strange new worlds. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no one has gone before.
Thank you.
up on my command.
Easy.
Engage. Captain O'Connor, shut down your engine.
Understood.
Transporter room, prepare for the beaming operation. We're on our way. Wesley, Data, let's go.
Your weapons, please.
A Klingon security officer.
Yes.
No wars available, eh? It's more a piece of jewelry than a weapon. A remembrance.
Welcome aboard, Captain O'Connor. I'm Commander Riker. If you'll turn over the inoperative part to Commander Data, we can begin repairs.
I'd be most happy to do the work myself, Commander. I'm sort of the hands-on type.
I think you'd find the tools we use rather unusual, sir.
I can believe that. May I at least watch?
That can be arranged.
Good then. Commander, I leave this in your capable hands.
Sir, this is Commander Data. I'm just an acting ensign.
Well, acting ensigns have names, don't they?
Wesley. Wesley Crusher.
Nice to meet you, Acting Ensign Wesley. Wesley Crusher.
And thank you for beaming me here and enabling me to see a truly beautiful woman. You have the majestic carriage and loveliness that could surely be traced back to the noblest family.
Well, I'm sure you've said that to many ladies before, and it was no more true then than it is now.
But it's how I say it's really important. The warmth, the attraction that I have for you. The attraction that we share.
You have... Mr. O'Connor appears to have excellent vision, as well as a healthy libido.
Captain O'Connor, if you follow Commander Data, you can get started right away.
Sexual attraction in this context is not a part of my programming. I am an android.
Well then, have you seen any good-looking computers lately?
That's a joke. It's funny.
Huh. Of course it is.
That do what the original did?
Sure will. And better.
Let me show you. On your old one here, the medium contacts wore down and infused. So what I've done is replaced them with Trisolite.
Trisolite isn't available in this system if I ever had to replace it.
Don't worry, you won't. Your ship will never outlast this part.
Because of the part or the way I fly my ship?
Well, this part. But the stress test did show that you tend to push your ship a little beyond its design capabilities.
Blame the pattern of my life, Lieutenant LaForge. Because it relegates me to cargo carrying rather than the grand explorations you enjoy, I'm forced to add a measure of flamboyancy and zest to the doldrum of my existence.
Have you ever been cold?
No.
Warm, then?
No.
What about drunk? Do you ever do that?
From alcohol. That is not possible for me, sir.
Pity? What about love?
The act or the emotion?
They're both the same.
I believe that statement to be inaccurate, sir.
Maybe.
Life is like loading twice your cargo weight onto your spacecraft. If it's canaries, and you can keep half of them flying all of the time, you're all right.
I doubt that statement is entirely accurate either, sir.
Accurate? That was a joke I just told you.
I do not understand.
You don't know what a joke is.
Of course I do. It is a witticism, a gag, a bon mot, a fluctuation of words concluding with a trick ending.
That's the dictionary meaning. I'm talking about humor, fun. Do you know what funny is? Where is 806?
Right over there, sir. Why?
You probably wouldn't understand that either.
What do you think of Captain O'Connor?
Well, O'Connor is an interesting man, certainly. We've seen how he handles his ship. Apparently, he knows how to handle people as well.
And why does he work alone?
He's a man who lives his life by his own rules. He does what he does by choice, by his choice. Someday you'll make yours.
I already have.
So, you agree with O'Connor that I am missing a very important human factor.
I never said that. I simply said that I've never seen you laugh.
I am capable of that function when it is expected of me.
Data, do you even know what a joke is?
Of course I do. It is a witticism, a gag, a bon mot, a fluctuation.
Stop.
Of...
Look, it's just you and I here. We're talking, we're having an intimate conversation. Why? Because you're a droid and I'm annoyed.
But why?
Because that's what I am.
Have I said something to offend you?
No.
Then why are you annoyed?
Because you're a droid and I'm annoyed.
Humanoid?
Yes.
You told a joke.
Yes.
I am not laughing.
Yes.
Perhaps the joke was not funny.
No, the joke was funny. It's you, Data.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I agree. What do I do?
Well, under normal circumstances, I'd say seek a higher power. But in your case, probably a smarter computer's in order.
Computer, I wish to know more about humor. Why certain combinations of words and actions make humans laugh.
Source material on that subject is extensive. Please specify.
Animated presentation, humanoid, interaction required.
Physical humor, cerebral or general raconteur.
Of all performers available, who is considered funniest?
23rd century, Stan Origa, specialized in jokes about quantum mathematics.
No. Too esoteric. More generic.
Accessing.
That one. RW96321, 20th century.
Program complete. You may enter.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. You've been great. As a matter of fact, I'd like to take you all home with me. Unfortunately, I took the last audience home and there's no more room. Bon. But thank you. Really, thank you. Hey, and thank you for bringing me here. What's up?
Mr. Comic, I wish to know what is funny.
Funny? I don't know. It's a matter of opinion, I guess. Tip O'Neill in a dress. Some people say words that end with a K are funny. A briefcase that looks like a fish. Personally, I find that hysterical.
Tip O'Neill. Accessing. 20th century male, politician, overweight, wearing female clothing, carrying a valise that looks like a fish. So, the juxtaposition of gender and an amphibian briefcase is funny.
Well, I think whatever makes you laugh is funny.
Nothing makes me laugh. I wish to learn.
Well, how much time do we have here?
Unlimited.
We're going to need it. Because you, pal, are a tough room.
Tough room? Ah, a colloquialism, meaning a severe, rigid, closed-minded audience. I understand. I will attempt to be an easy room. Show me what is funny.
All right, you're on. Jerry Lewis. Jerry Lewis.
Mr. Robot, would you like to come up?
I am an android.
Oh, so terribly sorry. Mr. Android, here, put him in your mouth. Come up, Mr. Where did he go? Where did Mr. Robot, Mr. Robot? Here, try if you would. We go. You do. Ha.
Ha.
No, you're so high.
Hi. Hi.
Ooh.
That is considered to be funny?
Actually, you brought the house down, a teenager.
Ah, a word that ends in K. So, if you put funny teeth in your mouth and jump around like an idiot, that is considered funny.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
Data.
Data, look, did you ever consider juggling, a weird bird call, something like that?
That does not apply. I simply want to know what is funny. I want to involve myself in other people's laughter. I wish to join in.
Well, I think that's nice. You know, let's put the physical stuff aside for a while, right? And we'll do some jokes. See, that's not my forte, but I think that would work good for you. If you would just have a seat and we'll try some jokes. Like, I don't know, we'll start with the classics. See, the traveling salesman now, and he's going down the road, his car breaks down, right?
Accident
and he comes
faster.
Up upon this farmhouse. Now, it's
Rob. Well, it would be best when you do something like this, using a little cigar, because it's kind of a pop kind of thing. You kind of go like this. This is good for me. You kind of go like this.
Fast.
You
mess
over. Hey, yeah, sorry.
Move
right.
To maximum speed. Guy walks into the doctor's office. The doctor tells him you need an operation. The guy says, I want a second opinion. The doctor says, okay, you're ugly too, but oh, boom. Was that funny?
No. Data, you spoiled a joke. It could have been your timing.
My timing is digital. What?
That's funny.
Why?
If it takes too long to explain, tell me another joke.
A monk, a clone, and a Ferengi decided to go bowling together.
Commander Data, report to the main bridge immediately.
We'll be back.
Bring new jokes.
We have an unidentified at 12 Mark 4. No response to our inquiries.
Extend hailing frequencies. All languages, all channels.
Extending?
Sensors show it to be an interplanetary vessel, sir. Class 7, crew complement 26.
Still no response.
Navigation shields, don't they know that? The regulations do call for a yellow alert. Very old regulation. Well, make it so, number one.
And reduce speed. Drop main shields as well.
May I ask why, sir? In case we decide to surrender to them, number one.
Hail, sir.
It is slowing and holding its position, Captain.
Sir,
We are now being hailed. You are on.
Federation vessel, you have no rights in this solar system. I am Devin of planet Atlek, ordering you to heave to and prepare to be boarded.
Shades of Gulliver's travels. He actually meant it.
But he is right. We are in their solar system.
Open a channel.
Open, sir.
I'm Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise. For what reason have you locked your weapons on us?
Enterprise, you are towing the spacecraft of a known criminal.
He was in need of emergency repair. It was our obligation to assist.
You have a man aboard by the name of O'Connor. I want him.
On what authority?
He is guilty of crimes committed on the planet Atlek. I expect him to be turned over to my authority immediately.
Mute.
What do you think, Counselor?
He believes what he's saying. His anger is genuine.
Open. What crimes are you referring to?
Neither important nor necessary. I want O'Connor now!
Captain, we have another Class 7 armed spacecraft approaching from the opposite sector.
Another ship from Atlek?
Similar in specifications and capabilities, but a variation in markings and hailing language.
Devin, hold this position. You are off. Data identified.
Sensors indicated security vessel from the planet Straylep.
Another blob fly.
Blob fly?
A Klingon fly, half the size of an Earth mosquito, with no sting and a buzzing sound like this.
Data. You are on. Hailing frequency.
Open, sir.
I am Secretary Couchel from the Legation of Unity of the planet Straylep.
I am Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
We know who you are, Captain Picard. We've been monitoring your communications, and we know of the demands made by Devin of the planet Atlek.
Then you are aware that we have no hostile intention.
You only have to concede to one demand.
That word demand has a tone of finality.
It is a word I have chosen. We demand that you turn O'Connor over to us immediately.
Mute. Mr. O'Connor, to the bridge immediately. Open. The same demand has been made by the Atlep legation.
I have no interest in their request, but we intend to back up our legal rights to O'Connor.
I would rather not escalate this situation any further.
Our honor and prestige are at stake. We are prepared to take O'Connor by force and die in the doing of it if necessary.
I trust that that can be avoided. I will respond to your request shortly. You are off.
Captain O'Connor has not responded, sir. He's been reported in 3 different crew quarters.
Find him. Get him up here.
Yes, sir.
Wait a few minutes.
Now! I like that. But I have my orders.
Some other time. Remember what it took to drag me from your arms. Am I going to meet Captain Picard?
Definitely.
I say something funny.
stadium, O'Connor.
Mr. O'Connor, you were welcomed aboard without any undue investigation. In turn, it was assumed that you did not come under false pretenses. It now seems that you may have done.
Captain, if you mean my socializing with the members of the crew.
Mr. O'Connor, you are free to socialize with the members of my crew.
I'm talking about a man named Devin.
He's from Atlek. I've had dealings with some of his family.
Then perhaps you can explain why his craft is threatening to attack us unless I give him custody of you.
I can't.
Then tell me why Kushel of the planet Strelev is demanding the same thing.
He's here also?
Mm-hmm. And quite adamant. Mr. O'Connor, what crimes are you accused of?
I am not a criminal.
Why do these men want you?
I can't say.
They're threatening to attack the Enterprise.
They would be crazy. They wouldn't stand a chance.
Right. So you can offer no reason why they are set on this provocative course.
I can't think of one right now.
On viewer. Which ship? What? The first one, Captain Devin.
Captain, let me ask you again. What are O'Connor's crimes?
That is not your concern.
It is if you wish me to release him to you.
All right. You want to know what he did? You want to know why I have chased him across this system? All right, here. This is his crime. Dishonored my daughter. He took advantage of her, then he ran off and left her carrying his bastard child. He'll return, and he'll do the right thing. Or I'll hunt him to the ends of the galaxy.
Captain's log supplemental. Some of the mystery surrounding this ancient morality play we've been dragged into has been revealed. One of Captain O'Connor's pursuers is an outraged father with a heartfelt, if arcane, sense of righteousness.
Your advice, Counselor.
We are dealing with ancient codes involving procreation. While they may appear meaningless to us, to Devin they represent his honor. He will fight, risking himself, his crew, his daughter, and her unborn child.
You know, Captain, your counselor's right. He will fight.
The captain of the other ship is demanding to be heard.
I don't suppose you can give me any indication why this man wants you.
Let's put all this together. Lieutenant Wolf, multiple image, full conference mode.
Let them all see each other.
Yes, sir.
Here you are, Devin, trying to save this criminal.
My purpose is not your concern.
Oh, it is if it involves O'Connor.
Gentlemen, please, let's try and resolve this matter. Captain Kushel, what crime has O'Connor allegedly committed against you?
He is a thief. He stole the jewel of Thessia, a national heritage.
A thing, an item. My case involves the victimization of my daughter and my honor. I'll have O'Connor now. He is mine.
One at a time. Who accuses me of stealing?
I do. My son, Ben Zan, and I.
Father, please.
I mean, he used you to become my friend. He used my daughter. He used my son to plunder a national treasure.
Mute.
Terminate communication. Come with me.
Captain, you can't be afraid of those two or what they can do to your ship.
No. They could fire until their lasers ran dry. They wouldn't hurt the Enterprise. My predicament is what to do with you.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry my ship broke down. I'm sorry you stopped to help. I'm sorry you're involved. But you're right. Whatever happens, however it goes, someone gets hurt. Hand me over to Kushel and Devin goes to war.
And if I hand you over to Devin, it's the same thing.
I wish I could... I wish I could make it easier.
I'm sure you do.
I'm not going to apologize for the way I am or how I live my life. But just for the record, I did not steal the Jewel of Thesia. I am not a criminal, Captain, and as to the other business, that's between me and Yanar. No one else.
In truth, I simply do not have authority in this matter. I'm not your judge, nor is it my duty to arbitrate. If you are in my custody, and that creates the dilemma.
How about this? Do what you said. Fix my guidance system and let me leave.
According to Starfleet regulations, that would be my only course of action. But their ships are faster than yours. I'm not doing you a favor.
Captain, with all due respect, that's not your concern. Besides, I can take care of myself. You're quite a craftsman, Lieutenant LaForge. How soon?
What's the rush? Thought you liked it here.
I did. It stopped liking me. Time to disappear.
Where will you go?
What?
Said, where will you go?
A new place, if I make it.
Don't you ever stay anywhere?
Not for long.
I couldn't be like that.
Oh?
I mean, always being alone. Commander Riker says you choose to live the way you do and like it.
Is that what he says?
Yeah. It would be difficult for me to be leaving all the time. I'd miss my friends, the people I love. I guess leaving's gotten easy for you.
I seem to have a way of using up a place.
I wasn't talking about a place.
I know. I know what you were talking about.
Ready. You should be able to install this in roughly 5 minutes.
Like you said, Geordi, what's the rush? I have some friends around here. I think it's time to make a stand.
Oh.
Don't worry, I'm not staying either.
Just what are your plans, Mr. O'Connor?
I decided to surrender myself.
To which one?
There's really only one option.
You're on.
Gentlemen, communicating like this is very distracting. I suggest that we beam you up to the Enterprise and we resolve this face-to-face.
Excellent.
Agreed.
Leave your weapons behind. Let's keep this civilized.
Number one, you have the bridge. Counselor Troy, would you accompany me to Deck 14 conference room? Walt, see to our guests.
Aye, sir.
Weapons.
This way.
O'Connor, you are without shame.
For once, I agree with Devon. You are without shame. I trusted you. My son treated you like a brother. And then to steal from us. I want him now.
No! He's coming with me. Captain, my complaint was registered first.
Now, please. Please be calm.
Lieutenant, thank you.
Everyone is talking about me, and no one's talking to me. You all believe that I stole the jewel. And it was I who fathered the child.
You dare call my daughter a liar.
And now I'm offered these
two choices. And given these two options, condemnation as a thief or marriage to the beautiful Yanar, I will take the more pleasant sentence. I will take Yanar as my wife.
No, you can't.
My son is right. You can't escape that way.
That's not what I mean.
It's not up to you, nor to O'Connor. I've been dishonored. I will decide.
Wait. Since all of you believe O'Connor is the father of this child, then so be it. I'll marry you.
No. You can't.
Yes, I can.
O'Connor is still a thief.
No, he's not. Nothing has been stolen. The jewel of Thesia has been taken into custody by its rightful heir, me. I was to give it to Yanar as our pledge of marriage.
Marriage?
Yanar is carrying my child.
Oh, you said it was O'Connor's.
If I told you it was Ben Zan, you would have gone to war with his father. So I let you believe it was O'Connor.
See how a man gets a reputation? If I had told you that I was giving the jewel to Devon's daughter, you'd have disowned me.
Now we're hearing some truth.
So you let me chase O'Connor when you knew he was innocent?
Yes, because I didn't believe for one moment that you could catch him.
Well said, he never would have.
And once Yanar accepted the jewel, the marriage would have been made.
Well, I never got it.
Then O'Connor does have the jewel.
I never had the chance to deliver it.
Anyway, it's too late. I won't marry Ben Zan.
Then you'll marry O'Connor.
I won't marry anyone.
I have reinstated the same program.
Along with some new jokes, I hope.
Program complete. Enter when ready.
Comic continue. More freebies, huh? No cover, no minimum, just comic continue?
Well, tell me, Data, what happened?
I told a joke.
And?
No one laughed.
No one? Nobody in the whole room?
I was the whole room.
She said I spoiled.